Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome to Royal Daughters. This is Sister Debbie. How's everybody doing on this fine day? Wow, so much to pray about, so much to pray about. Let's go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, have your will in your way. We thank you for empowering us, oh God, by your spirit. God, remove our flesh. Oh God, be glorified in the name of Jesus because you are the word of God. Amen. And so Jesus is exalted. Amen. Today, God bless you again and welcome to Royal Daughters. We've been in operation for a bit. We thank God for our listeners everywhere, listening all over. Well, I want to say from Australia and in North Africa. And we had a list of different listeners, Georgia, the U.S., of course, Canada, just South Africa, just all over. We want to thank you so much for joining us today. Of course, Royal Daughters is joined with Kingdom Daughters, and some of those listeners may have been from my first radio program, Christian Interviewer, and we want to welcome all of you. God bless. All right, today we're going to be talking about go in this strength of yours. What am I talking about when I say go in this strength of yours? My goodness, I'd have to go back and visit Gideon. All right, everybody, we're going to go on over now to Gideon. I believe it's Gideon 6:14. So we're all going over this now together, amen? So praise the Lord God. So as I go now on over to, did I say Gideon? I'm going to say Judges. Oh, my goodness, what is my mind on today? Judges 4:16, and we're going to go there. And we're going to talk a little bit about Gideon. Now, who was Gideon in the Bible? It was Gideon in the Bible. We know, my goodness, hey, he was like one of the greatest judges in Israel. But listen, the underpinning of that, or the man that he was, really is by experience. He was a pretty weak man. What do I mean weak? Well, he had some environmental experiences, some family experiences, some things happened in his life that made him feel that way. But God called him a mighty man of valor. Who was Gideon? Let's make that now as a backdrop and go into that a little bit. I'm going to be reading from, let me see here. How about if we look at who was Gideon in the Bible according to Wikipedia? Now, they go into Bible questions. We'll see how the Lord leads. Gideon is Hebrew, and it is also named Jerubbaal. Was a military leader, a judge, and prophet who called in victory over the Midianites are recounted in Judges 6-8 of the book of Judges in the Hebrew Bible. What do I mean when I say go? We read the scripture that says go in this strength of yours. Let's read the actual verse because I don't want to jump too far ahead. But we know that Gideon, listen, he started off weak and God made him strong by the power of the Holy Spirit. Listen, God spoken to him. God empowered him. My God, he was trying to get to know the Lord. So he did a couple of tests and some fleecing. He was throwing some fleece out. God was answering his prayer request. And then, listen, then God began to send him out and diminish his army. And my Lord, Gideon learned to trust in the Lord at that point. Amen. And so there's some more to the ending of Gideon. What I really want to do is focus now on the strength of Gideon. So we're going to go on over that to that verse again. I want to go on over to Judges 6. Everybody, we're going to go over to Judges 6. Yeah, lay a little bit of backdrop there. Didn't really read up much about Gideon, but I want to go over now to Judges 6:14. Let's look at that verse. It says, the Lord looked upon him with a settled, pleasant, and animating content as a testimony of his favor and readiness to help him. Instead, here we go, and I'm reading from BibleHub.com. Here we go, here's the verse. Instead, go in this thy might and in the power of this commission which I have now given thee and in the strength which thou hast already received and dost now further receive from me. Amen. So power comes from the Lord, not by power nor by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. We got to remember that same spirit is what helped David. Amen. At a time when he's standing against Goliath, he had 5 smooth stones, and he was saying to Goliath, this big giant, how dare you defy the armies of God? And I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but he was standing up against that giant who was coming against, speaking against God. Come on, think about the giants in our world today. You guys know how I feel about abortion, the giant of abortion, and the corrupt government, and all these demonic governmental leaders and officials that they need help and they need deliverance. Listen, the devil's using using them. I'm not saying that they're. I'm not going to hardly call them demons. No, I'm not going to say that. But the devil. The Bible says Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus Christ said he has come that, amen, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Have it more abundantly. I want to talk a little bit about what's behind the puppets and what makes people do the things they want to do. But I'm going to stay on point. And I'm going to talk a little bit about Gideon. So now here Gideon was. He was a man of valor, but he didn't know it. Let's go on now back into visiting. We're visiting the story now. I'm going back to Gideon here because we want to find out how he became a mighty man of valor. Listen, God doesn't use us because we're strong. God uses the weak and makes them strong. Matter of fact, the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. Well, it makes matter of fact, that's how come God, one of the reasons why God chose Israel. He said, I didn't choose Israel because she was so strong. No, no, no. God chose Israel because she was weak. Come on, can't nobody boast in the sight of the Lord. God said, all our boasting must be. Amen. For God, we're to boast in the Lord. My God, the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Let's now look at Gideon. I believe he begins in chapter 6 of Judges, and so I'm going to go on back there. And, of course, we can visit that together. I'm going to be looking at the ESV, but if you have another translation, okay, if you want to follow me, that would be great. So we have here now a problem. The Midians oppressed Israel. The people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hand of Midian 7 years. And the hand of Midian overpowered Israel. And because of Midian, the people of Israel made for themselves the dens that are in the mountains and the caves and the strongholds. Whenever the Israelites planted crops, the Midianites and Amalekites and the people of the east would come up against them. They would encamp against them and devour the produce of the land as far as Gaza or Gaza, and leave no sustenance in Israel, no sheep or ox or donkey. Oh, my God, the enemy is destroying their land. So the enemy, number one, the enemy was coming against them. Now, that's the A. Come on. There's a problem. There's a problem. Come on. I bet the Israelites are going to call out to God. Listen, because we need to call upon the Lord in the day of trouble. God will answer prayer. Amen. God sees our needs. I'm just adding that there. We're going to see what's going to happen. Verse 2. I think I'm on 3 now. My Lord. They went and camped against them and devoured the produce of the land as far as Gaza, leave no sustenance in Israel and no sheep or ox or donkey. 5, for they would come up with their livestock and their tents. They would come like locusts in number. Both they and their camels could not be counted. Come on, listen, that sounds like our enemies. So that they laid waste the land as they came in. 6, and Israel was brought very low because of Midian. And the people of Israel cried out for help to the Lord. Amen. Point number 2, I want us to realize that God is our aider, He is our aider. Aider means helper. Come on. God is a military aid in a time of need. He is our help. Come on. In a time of need, in a time of need. And so as we begin to lay this backdrop, we got to remember that God is called women. Aider connector. What's an aider connector? Come on. Point number 3. Because we're going to start beginning to understand that women are queens, and because God is our father and who's a king, amen, he has made us royalty. We are prince and princesses because of God, because we're in God's DNA, because he's in our DNA. Amen. It's not by might, nor by power, by the Spirit. It's not because of who we are. It has nothing to do with it. It's because of who he is, and it's by his Spirit. Amen. And so now, amen, we have Gideon calling upon the name of the Lord. Amen. And God is calling us to rise up at AR, Azer, connect those. Amen. Realizing he's in his Spirit. Come on, the wings. It's his power that makes us strong. Amen. He makes us a He makes us strong in him. And so Azer Connecto means that you are a savior, that you are a rescuer, that you are strong. Come on, the Hebrew term for Azer. And the Hebrew, we're talking about the Hebrew, we're talking about the helper of what a woman is, found in Genesis 2 and 18. Let's go on over there. I'm moving real quick. But now we're in Genesis 2 and 18. I want to lay a little bit more information, a backdrop here, Genesis 2, 18. What am I talking about? Why am I saying go in this might of yours, honey? Because let me tell you something. I'm not a woman because I'm so bad, because I'm so cute, or because I've got it so going on. No, no, no. The flesh would lie. The flesh would have you believe that. Come on. The newspaper would have you believe that. Media would have you believe that. But no, but I'm talking about a woman of God. And Asia connected with Esther Chail. It's because of the might and the surrender to God. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom. Come on. She's a woman that fears God. The Bible says, oh, my God, Proverbs 31:30. Oh, beauty is fleeting. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is vain. But a woman that fears the Lord shall be praised. praise. Come on. And so we're talking about this woman that fears the Lord. We're talking about this Azer, Ayer, Connect help. We're talking about this woman who makes God her helper. Come on. Come on. God is my help. We heard that song before. So God is our help in a time of trouble. And so now, as we lay those two very important premises, those very important two parts in reference to Gideon, listen, he doesn't have nothing. You don't got to have nothing. But if you got God, you got everything. Everybody say, come on. Before, if you got God, you got everything. So now we have Gideon. I'm going back over here now to Judges. Verse 7, when the people of Israel cried out to the Lord on account of the Midianites, the Lord sent a prophet to the people of Israel. He said to them, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, I led you up from Egypt and brought you out of the house of slavery. Nine, and I delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians and from the hand of all who oppressed you and drove them out before you and gave you their land. Ten, ooh, God, want to say something about that. Listen, so God is working behind the scenes. If you don't see him, listen, it's important that we know him and realize it's his power, not by might, no, but power by the Spirit of the Lord. Let God, listen, God be working you both to will and to do with good pleasure. Amen. Praise the Lord God. Ooh, come on. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 10. And I said to you, I am the Lord your God. You shall not fear the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice. Come on. Point number 5. We got to obey the voice of God. And in verse 11. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat of the cherubim, or Oprah, which belonged to Joab the Asbarite, while his son Gideon was beating out wheat in the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, almighty man of valor. Now remember that Gideon had a very small beginning. We're going to get into that. Listen, 13. And Gideon said to him, please, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? Come on, why are people having abortions? Why are people killing their neighbor? Why is all this happening? Verse 9, inject a little bit there. And where are all his wonderful deeds that our father recounted us, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from us up from Egypt, but now the Lord has forsaken us and given us into the hand of Midian. And come on, the hand of the governor. Come on, y'all. You know, we can interject. We can think about it. And the Lord turned to him and said, go in this might of yours and save Israel from the hand of Midian. Come on. Look at that word, save. Highlight that word, save. Save Israel from the hand of Midian. Do not I send you? So what did God say to Midian? To Gideon. And the Lord turned to him and said, go in this might of yours. Come on. Highlight might of yours. And most of all, by all means, we want to preface and stand our focus on save Israel from the hand of Midian. Do not I, that's God. Come on. Highlight that 3 times. I send you. And he said to them, please, Lord, how can I save Israel? Behold, my clan is the weakest of men. So we're going to finish part 2. Amen. Later on. God bless you.